fireplace, you set vases on these
mantles.
The big round piece of wood with the bark on it that you burn in the fireplace.
Fire logs.
What would you call the kind of wood you use to start a fire?
Kindling.
Would you call it anything else besides kindling?
Lighter.
Have you called it both of those things when you were growing up?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you get lighter knots?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. I always wondered when I heard Pat talk about it what she meant by that. Is
lighter
that
knots or lighter. Yeah, you bust up lighter knots, and that's kindling. It's real fat, you know. It has lots of tar in it,
oh.
And it's kindling.
Huh. What do you call that black stuff that forms in chimney? Is it messy?
Soot.
Yeah, that is. Did you ever have to?
Yeah.
I did, too. All right. What were you sitting in a minute ago before you moved here on the sofa?
Chair.
A large piece for two or three people to sit on with two arms on it and a back would be called a...
sofa.
Okay. Would you call it anything else, or did you always call it a sofa?
Love seat.
Love seat. What would your mother have called it?
Love seat.
Awesome. A piece of furniture in your bedroom that has drawers in it and that you put clothes in. Did you ever hear of an old-fashioned piece with any other name?
Chest of drawers, but another name, but I can't think of it.
What would it have started with? Do you remember what it, the first part of the word?
Shift rope.
Shift rope. That's what I called it when I was growing up. We have a similar words in our vocabulary. But the room where you sleep is called what?
A bedroom.
Okay. And the tables and the chairs and the sofa, what do you call all of those?
Living room furniture.
Did you ever call it anything else besides just furniture? I'm talking about not just living room, but things like tables and chairs and sofas. Would you ever call it anything besides living room furniture?
Just furniture.
Those things that you pull down to shut out the light, what would you call those back when you were growing up? If they had... If
shade.
They're on rollers and you pull them down.
Shade.
A little room off the bedroom to hang up your clothes in would be called what?
Closet.
If you didn't have a built-in closet, what might you have?
A pantry.
Well, for your clothes, primarily. What, would you have had another word for a place where you would hang your clothes besides a...
A towel.
Can't think of anything. Did you ever call it anything like a wardrobe or a press or anything like that when you were growing up?
Yeah, we had wardrobes, but that was a piece of furniture, you know. It wasn't built in like a closet.
Oh, it would just be one big piece
mm-hmm.
that you'd move around
mm-hmm.
rather than built in. Okay. If you didn't have Well, I guess that would be the next question. I kind of jumped the gun. If you didn't have a built-in closet, that would be what you would call a wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
A little room then would be what you said earlier, then just a clothes closet. A room at the top of the house, just under the roof, might have been called what?
The attic.
Okay. A room that you cook in, what do you call
kitchen.
It?
Kitchen.
Did you ever call it anything besides a kitchen? Or did you hear your mother call it anything besides
well,
a kitchen?
My grandmother called it the cook room.
She did. That would be on your mother's side?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the little room off the kitchen where you store canned goods and extra dishes?
Pantry.
Okay. And what would you call a lot of old, worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Antiques.
Would you call it anything else?
Junk.
Yeah, that's what I... We need to clean out and throw away a little junk, don't we? What would you call a room where you would store the odds and